He's nowhere near my type. Yes, we all know your type. Morgana rolls her eyes as Merlin turns towards her once more. Dark-haired, quotes Elliot. Plays guitar. Persistent sense of irony. That's worked out fantastically, didn't it? Bitch, Merlin says, taking a sip of his drink before adding, Not my fault Will sold out to mainstream media and Lance sold out to heteronormativity. Neither of them sold out, Morgana corrects him. Will decided having a job was more important than scene cred, and Lance figured out that dating someone less self-destructive and more goal-oriented would be healthier for him. Damn you, Gwen, Merlin murmurs, dropping his forehead to the table. Don't do that. Your eyeliner will smudge. Merlin promptly lifts his head. Morgana smiles at him, looks up, and then slides out of the booth. And fix your bangs, she says, smoothing down her dress and picking up her purse. Wait, where are you going? Merlin asks, confused. Staying out of your way, Morgana sing-songs as she quickly slips into the crowd. Call me tomorrow, whore. Merlin stares after her, before finding his vision blocked by a body. He raises his eyes and finds the boy from earlier looking down at him. Hey, the boy says, just as the music changes to a sultry house track over their heads. Hi, Merlin answers, caught off guard. Up close, the boy is admittedly handsome. Light-coloured hair, a messy sweep across his forehead, features sharp and well-defined. He is wearing a red windbreaker with some team's name on it, and the smell of grass and sweat and cologne curls through Merlin's nose. Merlin shifts, feeling the seam of his skinny black jeans press against his crotch. Can I sit? The boy asks, nodding towards Morgana's vacated seat. My friend's coming back soon, Merlin says quickly. So, he cuts himself off and frowns as the boy slides smoothly into the booth. Your friend's pretty, the boy says with a smile, wide and brilliant even in the dimmed lights of the club. Yeah, Merlin says, not bothering to hide his annoyance and inwardly crowing that he had been right about the boy's interest after all. Like I said, she's coming back. So, you can rejoin the sausage fest over there and wait. Like you more, though, the boy interrupts, sliding closer, knocking his knee gently against Merlin's under the table. Merlin draws in a breath and quickly shifts away, feeling unsettled.